Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Big weekend of Pigskin. Let's try to make some money. Let's get a head start. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports joins the show right now. Lee, how you living, my friend?
I'm good. I'm real good. Had a great Thanksgiving.
Oh,
how about you guys?
What's a great Thanksgiving? What goes into a great Thanksgiving? That's a broad statement. That's not very descriptive.
Well, I had the pie bake-off between my two daughters.
Okay. Who won?
The youngest one. Usually the banana cream pie wins. It's tough to beat a banana cream pie, but my youngest came up with a blueberry pie.
Is she the one from Miami? Is she the one that went to the U or goes to the U?
No. The oldest one is the one that does the banana cream pie.
Okay.
The youngest one, who lives now in New York City, she baked the blueberry pie, and she had like a crossed crust across the top, and I don't know where she came up with the recipe, but that kind of put it over the top. So we actually had an upset. So
this kind of sounds like just forced child labor. You present it as a contest, and you got them baking you pies.
Well, I pay for the pies, and I eat them. So, you know, you can call it whatever you want.
All right. How did you feel about all the macaroni and cheese hot takes going around the internet last year, Lee, or last week?
I didn't hear them.
Do y'all have mac and cheese at your Thanksgiving?
No, we don't have mac and cheese.
See? I think it's an African-American thing.
Is mac and cheese not a Thanksgiving food, in your opinion?
I've never been to a Thanksgiving or served mac and cheese. And I love mac and cheese. Is it like a Texas thing, a Southern thing?
I think it's definitely a Southern thing. Mac and cheese. It's not Kraft. It's baked mac and cheese.
So what do you not then serve? Do you not serve, you know, mashed potatoes or stuffing?
It's everything, well, man.
First of all, it's not stuffing. It's dressing.
Here we go.
Okay.
Dressing. But there's nothing that gets eliminated from the menu. That's just an addition.
Okay, I'm all for it. We just have a lot of vegetables also.
It's a humble brag.
Greens.
Yeah, and then we have about 7-8 pies. Now, I do want to see a pie added.
Eight pies?
I'm all for pies. I mean,
I love pie, too.
Have you guys ever had a huckleberry pie?
No.
So huckleberries are grown in the Northwest, and I've had it quite a few times, and it is – I mean, next level. So it's kind of a little bit like a blackberry pie, cross between a blackberry and a blueberry. So I'm trying to get that added, but I was going to fly in some huckleberries, and to fly in 8 pounds was $110.
Lord.
Shut that down.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff being shipped to Miami. I don't think huckleberries are on that list. I've heard about a lot of things. Lee Sterling.
They probably think something's mixed in with it, right?
Yeah, you're not going to get through the task force there. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports joining us right now. So a big game of local interest. Let's just go through the money. Cincinnati looking to get in the college football playoff. But before they do that, they're going to have to beat a team that's won every game since the season opener right down the street. The Cougs. Cougs are a 10.5-point underdog against Cincinnati. How do you see this one playing out?
So I think the pressure's on Cincinnati. They're better, I believe, as the hunter, not being hunted. And I think Houston, with that defense, number 6 in the nation, and Marcus Jones at cornerback and returner, I think that they can play right with him here. And, you know, there's not much difference between Desmond Ridder and Clayton Toon. I think he's playing more within himself. Two good coaches. I think it goes down to the wire. I wouldn't be shocked if Houston wins this game outright, 31-27.
Okay, well, that would be good for me because I don't want to watch Cincinnati in a playoff. Wade Smith's mad at me about that. Georgia, six-and-a-half-point dog. Our 6.5-point favorite, excuse me, against Alabama. You don't see, Lee, very often, Alabama getting a touchdown. This is weird to me. It looks strange. I'm sure a lot of people are jumping on it. What are you seeing here?
So normally I would play the team with a better quarterback and better coach. But the last month, there's something wrong with this Alabama team. Unless they play with like a 10-point lead or
that
greater.
That something is called Bill O'Brien. We're very aware of what that is.
You said it. I didn't want to go there just yet. I was saving it for later. But, you know, they only scored 20 against LSU, and LSU blitzed them like crazy. They only had 3 points up on the board with 30 seconds to go against Auburn. Georgia's just a different level defense here. And, you know, everyone talks about, well, this team has dominated this team. Yeah, Ohio State had beaten Michigan 10 straight years. Well, that's over. And it's going to end on Saturday. And remember this, if they're up 7 to 10 points and they got the ball midfield, Georgia, and some people think they're going to run out the clock. I don't think so. I think they'll use play action, go up top, and try to put an exclamation point here on this game. They want to make sure no one votes for Alabama in the college football playoff. Georgia, 31-17.
All right, Big 12, and this is interesting. These are two teams that are scrappy as hell. When you think Big 12, you don't typically think about these types of matchups. But you have Oklahoma State, who's just found ways to win games. Their only loss against Iowa State, 3-point loss. And then you have the Baylor Bears, Dave Aranda doing what he's been able to do. Oklahoma State, a 5-point favorite here. They still have their playoff hopes as well. How are you seeing this one?
So I went back and watched the tape of the first game. Oklahoma State won the game 24-14, but they dominated play. I mean, they outstatted Baylor 401 to 280. They had 14 more first downs. And, I mean, if it wasn't for Sanders coughing the ball up and throwing 3 interceptions, they win that game by 25, 30 points here. So with Baylor without their starting quarterback, I think it's going to be tough here for Baylor. And remember, if it's close, Big 12 officials, they want to make sure they get that $18 to $22 million paycheck.
Now we're just getting dirty, Lee.
Hey, you don't think that maybe came into play on Saturday? I think so.
You're just hiking your leg on the purity of the game known as college football.
I like Oklahoma State here, 30-14.
Monday night matchup. This is interesting.
Yep.
The New England Patriots are in first place right now. They're a game up in the win column. Both teams have 4 losses. They're facing the Buffalo Bills, and the Patriots are getting 2 points against Buffalo.
So at one point, I thought Buffalo was the best team. But right now, without White at cornerback, who was shutting down one side of the field for more than half the season, I think they're headed for trouble. That offensive line, which pretty much was the same as last year, they're not the same this year. Josh Allen, already 8 interceptions. He's fumbled the ball 4 times. What does New England do? Run the football. Stop the run. Quarterback just makes plays, doesn't turn the ball over here. If they win this game, New England, they head into the bye week with a 1-game lead in the AFC East. No one thought this was going to happen. I think New England's catching Buffalo at a good time, and I think they take advantage. Wrong team favorite, New England, 27-23.
All right, Indianapolis Colts coming to town. 9-point favorite against the Texans. This seems like something that you just jump on immediately and you charge it to the game if you lose. Same thing that happened yesterday when the Cowboys were just a 6.5-point favorite against the Saints. Am I missing something here?
Well, Kellen Moore last night did not call a very good game at all, so that was part of it. But, you know, I just think that Indianapolis coming to their own. I agree with you 100%, Landry. I just think that, you know, Indianapolis, they were right there on the doorstep of winning that game last week. They're up 10, they're in the red zone, and then Wentz gets strip sacked. So, you know, if they can avoid turning the ball over 2 or more times, I think it's a pretty easy win. Houston's got to try something. They got to put up some new formations. They got to throw to the tight end more. They got to show some different looks on defense. Sometimes they're not even getting set on defense. So I think Indianapolis is coming to their own here. Discount what happened in the second half. I like Indy here, 31-13.
All right, tell them how they can get in on the game of the week. I got to tell you, you're talking UTSA here against Western Kentucky. You've been running some good specials. We've actually heard from some people who've taken advantage. Tell us how more people can take advantage of that premium stuff.
Okay, so I'm going to take it to another level. So everyone loves Cyber Monday. I'm going to come up with a sale. This is going to be epic. So normally Double Down December through December 31st is $297. They use coupon code SAVE200, $97. Last year, from the 1st of December through the Super Bowl, we won 37 of 46 games, our best run ever. If they want to get through the Super Bowl, which is in mid-February this year, we got an extra week of NFL action, just $197 with coupon code SAVE300. So save $200 through the end of the month, save $300 through the Super Bowl. One place, ParamountSports.com.
There we go, Lee. It's always a pleasure. Very much appreciate you. Congratulations on eating all that pie last week. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Okay, and I'll have to talk to the wife about adding some macaroni and cheese. And I'm telling you guys, you got to try Huckleberry Pie.
There you go, Huckleberry Pie. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Joins us every Friday, 12:40, right here on Sports Radio 16. Eating a lot of pie. Eight pies seems like a little bit too much.
I'm tell you what, bro. Growing up at my grandma's house, she used to have a long pie table. And it was eight pies was nowhere near the amount. It was probably about 15, 20 pies.
That's a lot of pie.
As soon as you walk into the house, there was a table full of pies, and you weren't allowed to touch the pies. She distributed the pies. We had a big family,
so. It's a hell of
a lot. You got to think about this, though, Landry. You got a big family. Those pies go quick.
Yeah,
you know, you got 15, 20, 30 people in the house. You know, eight pies ain't really that much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.